Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. From the New York City strong trombonist, composer, and arranger John Yao and his band called Triceratops, we stomp into a new episode of Neon Jazz, the 631st show to be exact, with the song T for T off his 2019 CD, How We Do. So for over a decade, he's been a huge part of the New York City jazz scene. All About Jazz says that he is an evolving artist who continues to grow at a rapid pace. As a trombonist, he has worked extensively as a sideman for Grammy Award-winning ensembles like the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra and the Afro-Latin Jazz Orchestra, and has also performed with Paquito de Rivera, Eddie Palmieri, Danilo Perez, Chris Potter, and the great Kurt Elling. We caught up with him here at the show recently to talk about what he has learned from such esteemed cats in jazz, and this was his answer.
I think it's just that it's just a lot of hard work, and you just gotta stick with it. I mean, I never really had any in-depth conversations with those performers about, you know, what made them great or how they got to where they were. But I've seen their career over time and playing with the Vanguard over time. It's, like I said, it's more observing, I think, just seeing how hard they work and how they kind of like never give up and keep plugging away and just keep working. There's really no shortcut. There's no like you know, magic bullet that's going to, like, all of a sudden make you a star or bring you some, you know, amazing record deal or whatever.
These days, he is the leader of two working bands, the John Yao Quintet and John Yao and his 17-piece instrument. Both projects feature his adventurous, boundary-pushing compositions. And along with all the music, he is an in-demand educator in New York and beyond. These days, he is an adjunct faculty member at the Molloy College and Aaron Copland School of Music at Queens College, and he's an active guest artist and soloist at colleges and universities around the United States and abroad. He's a great cat. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that loves the trombone, with cats like Ryan Highline and Brian Scarborough doing the honors right here in Kansas City, Missouri, giving you the best in music therapy. So one of those cats that John played with has some serious miles on his jazz odometer, and it's the world-class soloist, accomplished composer, and bandleader, saxophonist Chris Potter. Here he is with the tune Jazz Par Suite 5, a ballad, off his 2001 CD, This Will Be and So It Shall.
My name is John Yao, trombonist from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
That was the Los Angeles-based saxophonist and woodwind doubler Brian Scanlon with the song Brain Scan off his newest 2019 CD by the same name. This cat has been all over the world and is an in-demand studio musician, appearing on a multitude of film soundtracks like La La Land, The Secret Life of Pets, Sideways, Monsters, Inc., Analyze This, and others. He has also played on the scores of some television shows like The Simpsons, Family Guy, American Dad, Mad Men, Two and a Half Men, and he's also gigged with the likes of Bob Dylan and so many others. He is a very accomplished cat. From the dynamic, married, and very talented duo of pianist Toshiko Akiyoshi and tenor saxophonist and flute player Lou Tabakin, they joined forces with their big band, a 16-piece big band to be exact. This is the 1976 song, Road Time Shuffle, as this dance heats up around here.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Colin Stranahan. I live in New York City. I play drums. I play in a band called Stranahan Zaleski Rosado. And you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Jimeno. Thank you.
That was drummer Colin Stranahan, pianist Glenn Zaleski, and bassist Rick Rosato joining forces on their 2019 Live at the Jazz Standard CD with the song Chorale. They first came together back in 2010 to record as a young, leaderless trio. And for most of them, this was their first recording. For Colin, he was born in Denver, Colorado, and was the son of a jazz educator and has always been surrounded by music. But he thought that sports might be his life at one point until something happened. And we talked to him about it. He explains.
I played football at junior high school, and I was a pretty good middle linebacker, you know. There were a lot of people encouraging me to go that route in my life. It was a particular game where there was a fumble, and I sacked this punter, and I broke his arm. And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to hurt people. I want to give something. I want to create something, you know, positive.
By his teenage years, he was already actively working on the local Denver scene, and he has recorded multiple records with Capri Records, and things have worked out quite nicely over his career. So Colin had some time to get advice from the legendary pianist Herbie Hancock. And as we get into What You Waiting For off the 1977 The Acoustic Collection via Herbie, let's listen to Colin explain.
One thing he said to me when I was studying with him at the Munk Institute is, you know, I said, Herbie, exactly like the last question, you know, like, what is that, talking about that feeling. And I said to him, I said, how do you get to that level of, you know, where you can just, it's almost effortless, and you're so there, and you're playing at your best, and you're, you know, you just, how do you play so good? Like, how do you get to that point? He said it has nothing to do with music. It's just about being a good human being. At the time, I was like, yeah, but what about, like, you know, but it's true. I feel like there's so much in that.
Thank you. Hey, this is Todd Wilkinson. I play saxophone in Kansas City. And you're listening to me on Jazz with Joe Dimino.
That was the incredible British jazz pianist Sir George Shearing with his 1960 song, My New Mambo. So this cat has had multiple albums on the Billboard charts during the 50s, 60s, 80s, and 90s, and he's influenced legions of piano cats all the way up until he departed us at the age of 91. From legendary flugelhornist Clark Terry, he had a sextet-septet session that drew personnel from his big band. This is the 1977 tune Globetrotter, and man, was he ever. We'll be right back.
everybody. My name is Ted Quinlan. I'm a jazz guitarist living in Toronto, Canada. Check out Joe Dimino's Neon Jazz Show. It's a fantastic show. He plays great music and does great interviews. It's been a real treat for me to chat with Joe. Check him out.
That was the extremely versatile guitar cat, Montreal-born and Berkeley-educated Mr. Ted Quinlan, with the tune Marks the Spot off his 2019 CD, Absolutely Dreaming. I love the name of that album. And our interview with him was full of great stuff. Man, like this.
I realize that it's not for everybody, that it's kind of fringe music, and there's a small but fanatic following of people who listen to it. So we don't go into it to get awards. I mean, I go into it strictly for the music. It's an artistic thing.
So Ted was yet another jazz cat influenced by the Beatles, and as we get into the cover of The End off Beatle Jazz circa 2005 off that CD, with a little help from our friends, let's listen to Ted explain.
Like a lot of people of my generation, the Beatles were the reason that I bought a guitar. I saw them on the Ed Sullivan Show when I was a kid and bugged my parents ceaselessly until they got me a guitar.
So it's with that we get a little help from our friends, and thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a man that is always doling out a little help for his friends, the Neon Beats Mr. John Christopher.
Oh yeah, baby.
Reach out to us, let us know what's going on. We're always here, neonjazzkc@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time. Enjoy the jazz, my friends.
Neon Jazz.